Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. One of the most surprising teams right out of the gate this year in the CJHL has been the Edmonton Blizzard of the Maritime Hockey League. Joining us now is their new bench boss, Ryan Salvas. Ryan, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Juno. Really appreciate it.
Ryan, the team's off to a great start. 9-2 to kick off the year, 13th in the national rankings. Any idea that this is the way you guys are going to be able to come out of the gate this year?
Well, I mean, we were hoping for a good start, to anticipate a 9-2 start. Maybe not that good wins or losses, but we knew coming into the season, we had a really good team on paper. Some returners last year from Dieppe, plus some big additions coming to us from Major Junior. So in terms of our roster on paper, we knew we had potential to have a very, very good team. We had a few question marks that have actually turned out to be very good for us, goaltending and whatnot. And we actually started training camp a little bit early this year, which has been a blessing. I think we got all the new kids on the same page in terms of our systems and whatnot. We got to work on our special teams, and that's been helping us out big time. At the start of the year, you can always catch some teams that are maybe sleeping on their special teams. We've been able to do that a little bit lately.
I got to tell you, though, Ryan, another reason I'm a little bit surprised is the fact that you guys have relocated this franchise from Dieppe, and it's your first year in Edmonton. How well have you guys been received? What's the transition been like for you?
Well, I mean, in terms of support from the city, it's been absolutely fantastic. In Dieppe last year, Moncton's a hockey city, but we just didn't get the fans. So when you don't have the fan support, it's really tough to run a successful program. That's kind of the heart and soul of the team is the community support. So it's been, like I said, it's been absolutely great so far this year. The fans have been great. Hockey operations, everybody involved, volunteers, the staff, the players, everything. It's really been nice. I'm looking forward to the season, especially when we move into the new arena, just for the kids, because we've worked so hard up till now. And it's really nice to see the fans coming out to support, the city really getting behind us. And like I said, next weekend when we get into the new arena, the Jean Daigle Center, it's going to be even more exciting for the young kids every day to go to the rink to a brand new facility.
In conversation with Ryan Salvas, the head coach of the Edmonton Blizzard of the Maritime Hockey League. Ryan, I want to talk a little bit about yourself. You're 33 years old. What you've accomplished in hockey is pretty amazing. You played in the Q, you played university hockey at St. FX, you played in the ECHL, you played in the SPHL. You just committed your entire life to the game of hockey. When you look back on all you've been able to accomplish and the many, many cities that you played in, what's that experience been like for you?
Well, I think the people you meet along the way is one of the things that I've really taken away from my experiences. The fans and the people in certain cities that I play, just the locations themselves have been great. I got to tour around a lot of different parts of the United States, which was something that I was very excited about. And then the teammates that you meet along the way, I still keep in touch with a lot of guys that I played with in the past, won a few championships, and there's always those memories that you form, those bonds that get growing as you play with certain guys. I had the opportunity to play with a good group of guys in Pensacola for 3 years, so really made some friends on and off the ice there. And then on top of that, just the last few years when I always thought getting into coaching would be something that I'd be interested in. But really the last few years, I tried to learn as much as I could from the coaches, try to be in their office as much as I could without being too annoying, and just try to pick their brains as much as I can. And I feel like that's prepared me a little bit as I've transitioned into coaching.
And now, I'll tell you, as a parent of a kid who went through playing junior hockey in this country, it's got to be encouraging for the parents of the kids that are playing for you right now, because you can talk to them about what it's like playing in Major Junior. You can talk to them about what it was like to play in Canadian University. How much benefit is that when you're trying to go out and recruit players to your team and help the kids themselves on their journey?
Yeah, I mean, just the fact that's kind of our goal is to get some of our players from junior A up to the major junior level. And then on top of that, a lot of our 20-year-olds, we try to push to get to Canadian university hockey. So, I always tell the kids my door is always open. And I really, especially the 20-year-olds, you want to make sure that they have a good idea of what they want to do next year. And if there's any interest in Canadian University, I really try to push that route if that's what they want to do. And then on top of that, the recruiting, I'm just a few years removed from the game. I think I have a good relationship with most of my players. So recruiting, I think I can kind of relate to some of these players, and if they have any questions or concerns, I try to find the best answer for them. It's not always the case if they have numerous questions, but that's usually what I draw back on is my experiences, good and bad experiences, stuff you learn from along the way, and I just try to share that information with the kids.
Well, it sounds like you're really helping them out, and I'm sure the parents and the kids and the team really appreciate it. Ryan, thanks a lot for this. Congratulations on your great start, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
All right. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
That was Ryan Salvis, the head coach of the Edmonton Blizzard of the Maritime Hockey League. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here. Coming up, what do Austin Matthews, Jack Eichel, and Patrick Kane all have in common? They all played on the U.S. National Development Team program. We'll discuss the next wave of American talent playing on that team with our director of scouting, Craig Button. You're listening to Canada's only nationally syndicated junior hockey radio show. This is season 27 of MasterCard Junior Hockey Magazine.